One of the most prominent advocates for reform of mental institutions and psychiatric hospitals was Clifford Beers, who in 1909 founded the National Committee for Mental Hygiene, now known as Mental Health America. Beers was one of four children, three of whom, including Beers, had persistent mental illness and died in mental institutions. During a period of 3 years in which he was hospitalized several times for depression, severe anxiety, and other symptoms, he experienced physical abuse and degrading treatment by staff members. He wrote a book about his experiences in 1908 in which he candidly discussed his illness and symptoms, as well as the abusive treatment he received. Partly because he came from a well-to-do background and studied science at Yale, he was able to use his contacts to increase awareness about mental illness, reduce stigma, and shed light on the conditions faced by patients in mental institutions.